Hello?
This is Crow calling back from customer service. How may I help you?
Are you with just a minute. I have a charge on my card, credit card for 6732, and I'm wondering what is for or where it came from. I'm having some problems with that.
All right, ma'am. Well, can we start by getting your zip code so I can try to find your account and see what's going on?
30755.
30755. Okay, and can I have your first and last name?
The first name is Carol, Carol. The last name is Clahane.
All right, miss. And can you verify your address for me?
2841 Davidwood Drive, Tunnel Hill, Georgia, 30755.
All right. So I do have an account that's being pulled up under your name. Just give me a couple of minutes while it loads, okay? All right, ma'am. So your account just pulled up. Okay, so I do see where your account was being charged, but on the 8th of July, do you recall ordering a tactical bag and paying a $7.95 shipping and handling fee?
Yes, I think I did that.
All right,
I'm
ma'am.
talking about December 12th.
All right, ma'am. So, okay, so the reason why you were charged on this December 12th is because when you ordered that tactical bag on the website, there are a set of terms and conditions. It's the fine print on the bottom of the website. If you missed it, that's fine. But within the fine print, it does outline that by paying the $7.95 shipping and handling fee, you do agree to a later charge for the Factor Direct Savings Club membership. With this membership, you do receive a $125 gift voucher. And you can use it for any
No.
more in-store purchases. Now, if you don't cancel your, go ahead.
Do you have a charge there for 6732 on December 12th?
Yes, ma'am. That's for the Factor Direct Savings Club membership.
It's for the club membership?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I don't want that.
Okay, no problem. I can go ahead and cancel this membership for you.
Well, can you take that charge off? I didn't apply for that.
Yes, ma'am. My understanding it was outlined within the terms and conditions, so you might have missed it. But it did say that by paying a shipping and handling charge, you would agree to a later membership. And if you don't cancel within the set time, it does charge you the full price for that membership.
Oh. Did you say there's a possibility of getting some of it back somehow?
Well, ma'am, since this is considered a valid charge, I can only give you a 35% refund. Is that fine?
Well, I don't understand how they can do this. I mean, I bought a tactical bag and I end up with a membership.
Yes, ma'am, it's outlined within the terms and conditions.
Oh, it wasn't where you could see it very well.
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
Well, can't you take this charge off my card? I did get the bag, but that's all I ordered, and I didn't see anything else.
Yes, ma'am. Well, as previously mentioned, since this is considered a valid charge, I can only give you a 35% refund. Is that fine?
Well, I'd like to get that back, and certainly want to cancel this by the month. I don't want this charge on my card.
No problem, ma'am. Your membership is already canceled.
Okay. How are you going to refund that?
Say that again, ma'am.
How will you refund that charge?
Well, I can process it electronically and you will receive it within 3 to 5 business days.
What do you have for the last four digits on my card?
For the last four, I see 5593.
Oh, okay, that's correct. And you will refund that?
Yes, ma'am. I can give you a 35% refund.
Okay. I'm sorry I didn't see that, but I guess they're changing a lot of things. I've had trouble with this twice today. In other words, they're putting in the fine print that if you get something at a reduced price, you have to buy the whole thing, the membership.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand where you misunderstood the fine print, but I do have your account canceled, so you won't be billed any further.
Okay, and can I accept that you would refund that portion?
Yes, ma'am. I already have the refund process, and you should receive the refund within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, well, thank you for that.
No problem. Is there anything else I can do for you, ma'am?
No, that's all.
All right. Well, I thank you for calling customer service. Hope you have a great day.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.